Welcome to the BMX News Announcers Tower podcast. I'm Mike Carruth. Throughout this year, we've been following the prolific product development of our pal George Costa over at Renan Design Group. George is back with us today to give Announcers Tower listeners the first verbal peek at two new products for the weight-conscious BMX bike builder. George, welcome back to the show.
How's it going, Mike?
It's going good, man. Always great to have you on, and it's awesome to be sparking up the podcast rig for the first time in a while. So glad you're with us today. So before we get into the details on these two new products, you know, I've got to ask, and when I got your text about doing the show today, I was really excited, and it made me wonder, you went many years at Renan without launching any new products. A couple, you had the Smart Sprint and a couple of others. And in this year, you've had four new products so far. Year's not over yet, including the ones we're talking about today. So what?
And counting.
And counting. So what changed for 2019 that all of a sudden, bam, the floodgates just opened up?
Well, I mean, obviously, my available time has been one of the big things. You know, just like running the teams over the years, being affiliated with, you know, with Renan Intense and then Answer Renan, running that for eight seasons. It was like a full-time job. And I have to say, I definitely, you know, chasing the cup and everything, I just got that bug and, like, you know, would focus on trying to do that versus trying to really work on Renan and build up the business the way that I should. So, I mean, that's at the end of the day, I think that's really the answer of what happened. You know, I'm not traveling every single weekend. I've gone to one Gold Cup race this year to actually set up my booth at. I've done some local just practices really with my son. And but we'll be coming up this weekend, first national since Tulsa, going to Egg Harbor. So I'm really excited about that. Not only because it's my first race in a while, but also because it's the first time that they've had that race since it was an NBL track. So it's been, like, I think over 10 years since they've had a national. So I think a lot of people are going to come out to that, and it should be a pretty good time. And, you know, a lot of these products that I'm developing, they're all because of the new lathe I purchased. And the ones that we're going to talk about today are almost exclusively produced on that machine. So it's a real workhorse, and it really could just pump out a ton of stuff. And, I'm just every single day trying to develop products and, you know, prototype stuff and test it out. And so it's been exciting. We've had that machine up and running since the end of January. So I think it's been like 5 months or so, 4 or 5 months. And we've done four product releases. So,
yeah, wow, that's awesome. Well, let's take them one at a time. So the first product is drivetrain related. And so since that's your longstanding focus at Renan, let's start there.
Yep. So the first product is a mini bottom bracket. We're calling it the Renan Ultralight Bottom Bracket. And its name is kind of indicative of what we were trying to accomplish with this. It's the smallest in spindle width, and it is also the lightest on the market. Most bottom brackets that I've seen are in the smallest ones, I think, that are out are in the 103 millimeter range, and we've been able to achieve a 95 millimeter spindle. And the reason for that is because of the innovative cup design, which is the next feature of the bottom bracket, which is an adjustable cup feature. So this allows you to align, to adjust your chain line wherever you like it and lock it in place. And so a traditional mini bottom bracket that has been designed to date has a stop built into it, and you usually just thread it into the bottom bracket and thread it up to the stops, and then you're done. The other side, you thread in, it has a lock nut, you use that to pre-tension, you tighten down the lock nut. But you essentially have to accommodate a few millimeters on each side of the bottom bracket for those locking features, the lock nut on one side and just the hard stop on the other. We eliminated those all together, and this bottom bracket resides inside of the frame, and there's these serrated fingers along the outside. And those are used in conjunction with an innovative mechanism that we created, which is a tapered lock ring. And it's basically a tapered thread. And when you tighten that tapered thread, it expands these little fingers up into the frame and locks the bottom bracket in place. It's a little bit, it's definitely not your, it's definitely not a like beginner level, like slap it together and just roll type of bottom bracket. You really, you know, should be comfortable and familiar with, you know, working on your bike and everything. And, in order to do this, though, there were no tools on the market in to achieve this locking feature. So we had to create our own custom tools. So there's a fingered tool that allows the bearing pretension. And then there's another tool that slides inside of that one to tighten the lock nut down. And you have to hold the bearing pretension tool in place with one wrench, and then you tighten the taper lock ring with the other. And then you could check to make sure that your cup is actually held in place by moving the bearing pretension wrench around and making sure that, you know, nothing's happening there. But we produce all the tooling. The only thing we're not making on that bottom bracket is the bearings themselves. And even the bearings, I went with a really high quality Enduro Baron, which is a dedicated bicycle Baron manufacturer. And they have a silicon nitride Baron that runs on silicone seals, and it's very, very smooth, very, very lightweight. So we integrate those. What makes this bottom bracket extremely light is the fact that we're using this Enduro Baron along with the spindle design. Typical mini taper, square taper bottom brackets in this range, their spindle diameters are anywhere from like 16 to 17 millimeters, and that's in both aluminum and titanium. We went with a whopping 20 millimeter spindle. So this spindle is much stiffer than any of the aluminum ones on the market. And in, at least in finite element simulations, this is equal stiffness to a titanium spindle. Like a conventional titanium spindle, a 16 or 17 millimeter spindle. So on top of that, you know, making the 95 millimeter or making the spindle shorter and shorter also increases stiffness. So you're getting a lot of benefits out of the design of this, essentially.
So how does that work? Like, I know that a lot of, you know, like little guy race rides, they have giant gears on the front. Is there, have you tested, what was the, like the largest chain wheel that you, you tested it with?
So on my son's bike, I think I'm at the limit of the 95 millimeter bottom bracket or the 95 millimeter spindle. I have, and his is in just a normal like S squared junior size frame, regular 68 millimeter bottom bracket. And I have a 95 millimeter spindle in that along with a 38 tooth front race light gear. And if, there's, going to be pictures that I'm going to be posting along with this to show how tight it is. And, we're going to have an installation video on YouTube also that I'd like the listeners to watch so that they could, you know, make sure that they install the bottom bracket correctly. In that video, I show everyone what a 95 millimeter setup looks like. And it looks super, super clean because there is literally no gap. It's like the crank arm and then the bottom bracket, and you could barely slide like a credit card in between.
That's awesome. So as far as some of the other technical considerations, that you get into those in the installation video. So do the tools come with the actual setup, or do they have to buy those separate?
No, the tools, we're going to sell, every bottom bracket that's sold is going to get a set of tools with it. And that's the Baron pretension tool and the taper lock ring tool. The bottom bracket is going to come standard with titanium bolts. We want the users to use the either always use the titanium bolts, or we do have a upgrade package to an aluminum bolt. And the only reason why you would ever want to buy an aluminum bolt and put it on there is to really, if you're trying to cut weight on your bike, the aluminum bolts are probably half the weight of the titanium bolts that are there. A couple of other things, I don't know if I mentioned that the 95 millimeter bottom bracket setup without bolts weighs in at 75 grams. So that is by far like the lightest thing on the market, which is one of the things I was really pushing for. Even with that, you know, some people might think, oh, you know, aluminum spindle, I'm a little leery about that. The threads that we put in the spindle are actually stainless steel helicoils. So you can wrench down on this and you're not going to be stripping anything out. And if it, for ever any reason, something does happen to the spindle thread, the helicoils are replaceable. So it's a repairable item also.
Oh, that's cool. And what I'm seeing here on the website is that the, so we're talking about the 95 millimeter bottom bracket, but there are wider spindles available if you so choose.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah, there are five spindle sizes available. We have 95, 100, 105, 110, and 115. We stopped at 115. We could certainly make bigger ones, but the trend with these little mini builds has been to try to bring the Q factor as far in as possible or as tight as possible. The Q factor is basically the space between the crank arm, the ends of the crank arms where you put your feet, basically your pedal spacing.
Right. And then, but with the wider spindle, you have the opportunity for maybe a little bit taller gear then maybe from the front.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. With the wider spindles, I would suggest people try to get the tightest spindle that they can and still be able to fit the gearing that they want. But a lot of people have problems where they – I was just talking to a customer today that was telling me he has a set of cranks and he has to run our gear – our 5-bolt gear flipped over and it doesn't look as nice. Mm. And I mentioned to them that we're actually doing this podcast and we'd be releasing the product on Tuesday. And in the case of that, where, you know, if you just had another millimeter or so, like you'd be able to make this work, this bottom bracket design allows you to do that. You can move things around. A typical BMX bottom bracket is 68 millimeters wide. The end-to-end distance on the outsides of our cup design is actually 66 millimeters. So we have the cups recessed in the frame slightly. And that's to allow it to be able to move around a little bit.
So now that we have the full story on the ultralight bottom bracket, and by the way, we will have links on the page, the podcast page at bmxnews.com to the, you know, the full information, specs, and ordering on that, on both products. And but now that we know about the bottom bracket, tell us about the second release today, also in the ultralight line. Correct.
Yes. The next release is, it's actually a product that people could have figured out a long time ago because we've actually had this on my son's bike since he was 3 years old. So I've had the stem design out for 5 years. I just never produced it because we didn't have a means of really producing it effectively. So the next product is actually a stem, and it's an adjustable ultralight stem design. So it's comprised, it's as if you took a normal stem and kind of sliced it up into a bunch of pieces. That's how we make it. And what a design like that allows is the fact that you can replace one piece of the stem insert, and you can change your length of your stem. So we currently have a 25 millimeter, a 27.5 millimeter, and a 30 millimeter insert design that works with all of the base other, you know, parts of the ultralight stem. And all of that together in the 25 millimeter package weighs a mere 40 grams, which I'd probably say is probably half the weight of the lightest current stem on the market. So it's definitely pushing things as far as, you know, trying to cut weight. But we've been using this for years and we have no issues with it. And I make everything down to there's a special titanium screw that we produce, and it has a very different design from any conventional bolts that you can buy out there. the back of a normal bolt is usually flat, and you mate it up against another flat surface, which for most things works. But in the case of a stem, where you have this clamping mechanism that if you tighten the top bolts more than the bottom bolts, your clamp will be at a slight angle. Well, that's not ideal for that type of a bolted connection. So I created something called like a ball lock interface, and it's basically a ball and socket. So the backside of the screw is shaped like a sphere, and then the receiving end and the clamp is also cut like a sphere. And when the two come together, you're always getting good clamping pressure, no matter what the stem clamp angle is at. And with this product, people can buy a stem. Let's say they have a little guy and they get a 25 millimeter stem. 6 months down the line, he grows. You want to bring it out to a 30 millimeter. You can just purchase the insert and then replace that in the stem, and all of the rest of the hardware is still compatible.
Yeah. Wow. That's way cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And so
this is all part of these two product names I'm calling Ultralight. We created a separate page on the website called the Hydrogen product line, and that is what we're designating the lightest parts in BMX. So in the Hydrogen product line, we have the Ultralight bottom bracket, the Ultralight stem, our Lightning axle bolts, which we did a podcast last time about, and our race light gear. Right. So that's, you know, four components in the assembly, and you could drop a significant amount of weight by utilizing these.
Yeah, yeah. So on the stem, how does it clamp onto the, like, the actual fork part of it? I mean, obviously the front load, you're going to front load the bars into the, you know, into the receiver, but then does that also handle the clamping aspect of the, you know, to the stem?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what happens.
Okay. Yep. Got it.
Yeah. So we eliminate the need for, it serves two purposes. It allows you to have something like that adjustable insert feature, but it also removes the need of having additional clamping bolts on the back of the bike or on the back of the stem. So
that's awesome. And yeah. So I noticed here on the website, it's an 80-pound weight limit. Is that's for both products, right?
That is for both products. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the products here in the Hydrogen line do carry weight limits. The race light gears are at like 70 pounds. You know, this, you know, serves quite a big range of riders. Yeah. In the little guy category. So
for sure. So how much testing have you done on these? I know that you're always very diligent about that stuff, but for listeners, you know, who may not be as familiar as I am with your process, please talk about that, the testing and kind of the development phases of the product and what you put them through.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for like in regards to the stem, it's kind of interesting. You know, we made a couple of stems about 5 years ago, and they've always been fine. And, you know, never had any issues, done a bunch of practices, a bunch of races. And my son is at about 75 pounds right now. But the funny thing is, this year we switched from originally he was on like a 1-inch carbon bar, and then went to like a 2-inch carbon bar and a 3-inch carbon bar. Now he's on like, I think, like a 5-inch carbon bar with like a crossbar. And he never, ever, ever had any issues leading up to this year with that taller bar. But when we put the taller bar on this year, all of a sudden there was so much more leverage that he was able to like pull back on this stem and get it to move a little bit. And I immediately was like, oh man, this is, you know, this hasn't been happening the last couple of years, you know, what's going on. So I took a look at the problem, and the front clamp pieces I actually redesigned such that they were a little bit wider and a little bit thicker and could handle a little bit more load if you really torque them down more. And I took the same digital force gauge that I used for the decimal gearing test that we did last summer, and I hooked them up to the crossbar on the handlebar in the old clamp design and pulled back to see, you know, how much force is required to break this bar free. And at the time, the old design that we had been using, you know, at the ages of 3, 4, 5, and 6, even, it was breaking free at about a 30-pound, you know, horizontal force. And it just, that wasn't going to be good, you know. It had worked up to that point, but, you know, the second that you get a handlebar with more leverage, you know, that was going to be an issue. So we redesigned those clamp pieces and actually made the stem a little bit heavier. It made it like 3 grams heavier, but it increased that force to up over 100 pounds of pulling force. So, and, you know, we're setting a weight limit of 80 pounds on the stem. And, you know, this was like me sitting on the bike, pulling with 100 pounds of force on the crossbar and getting the bars to break free. You know, like, it's an unrealistic situation for a 75-pound kid. Right. Like, they are not going to do that, you know.
Right.
So that's why I'm confident in that regard. And in regards to the bottom bracket, the bottom bracket is it's a pretty easy problem to analyze. So I ran that bottom bracket through a lot of test simulations in FEA, and the last few months we've had the bottom bracket installed, and you know, we're seeing zero issues with it as of right now, you know. But, you know, like anything, if we do have anything that comes up, we'll fully, you know, back the products and stuff and, you know, help our customers out. So,
sure. And so one thing I didn't ask you, so we could start with the bottom bracket and go on to the stem. What are the retail prices like? How can they get the products, and also how much?
Yeah. Well, right now, you know, we're going to release this tomorrow, so the fastest way is through Rena Design Group. But I'm sure your favorite local bike shop or online retailer, they all have access to be able to purchase products through us. So if you prefer that route, I wholeheartedly say go that route and support your local shop. The Ultralight Mini Bottom Bracket with titanium bolts standard is coming in at $160. For $10 more, you'll get an additional set of bolts sent, which are the aluminum bolts. Now, when people install this, and in the install video, the way that you use the aluminum bolts is you assemble everything with the titanium bolts, get your arms on tight, then remove them, and then screw in the aluminum bolts and just make them snug. The only thing I don't want is people using the aluminum bolts to jam on this square taper crank, and then, you know, you could end up having problems doing that. But basically use the titanium bolts as the clamping mechanism, and then the aluminum bolts just go on there. The aluminum bolts are also available in multicolors, and they share the exact same head design as our Lightning axle bolts. So it's a nice feature, and it keeps things very, very consistent and clean looking, and it's pretty neat. Additional spindles. So let's say, you know, your rider grows, the bottom bracket's still good, but maybe you want to space them out more. You want to change gears, you want to go to a big gear setup, whatever. Additional spindles for the bottom bracket will run $49.99. So,
wow. And you can, you can then mix and match the sizes and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. It could be the decimal spindle, so.
Yeah, and then on these, on the decimal spindle, right. And then the stem, you could also, you know, get the different inserts and stuff like that additional to.
Yep. So the ultralight stem runs $74.99. That's with one insert. And you could also change the colors. You can change the color scheme of all of the pieces that you have. We have the website set up such that you can, we call them U-bolts, which are the bolt that goes around the steerer tube. You can change that. You have a pick of four colors there. You can change the clamp color. You can change the insert color. So on the website, we have a couple of red, black, and gold options with black inserts, so people can get an idea of what that looks like. But you can pick whatever you want and then pick one insert size. Additional inserts there are $25 a piece, which really isn't too bad. You know, let's say, you know, for $125, you're basically getting three stems worth of stems.
Right. So as you know, by the way, great job on these products. That's super exciting. I know that we're definitely going to start to see those out at the track real soon. As we start to sign off the show, I always like to ask you any other kind of Renan news coming down the pike that we should know about and that we should keep our eye out for.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're always going to be, we're working every day to develop new products. So I'm hoping, you know, a little teaser for the next one is that it will be, I think people will feel the next one is very, very significant, and it will be in the realm of, you know, little racers, I'll call them. But I'm hoping that we have something ready and available probably for release right at Grand's time, because it's going to take me a little bit of time for the next one to get that worked out. But speaking of Grand's, that will be our next major event that we'll be at. And we are actually going to be hosting a, well, we don't have an official name for it yet, but for all intents and purposes, it's going to be a weight weenie contest. So we're looking for people to, you know, build their lightest bike that they possibly can. And we're probably going to have two categories, one for like a pro size bike and one for a, I'm going to call it like inch and three eighths type bike. And you know, anybody who wants to, you know, sneak in those 22 inch wheel, like little kid wheels, is, that's perfectly fine. I don't care. But basically we're going to be at the Renan booth at Grand's weighing people's bikes, having a leaderboard, and you know, you got to come by for an official weigh-in. I'm going to do it. And then if you get on the leaderboard and at the end of the weekend, at some point, we're going to dictate who wins this, and there's going to be prizes. We haven't worked out everything as far as what exactly the prizes are going to be, but there's probably going to be two significant prizes, one for the pro size and one for the mini size. And you'll be crowned, you know, weight weenie of 2019 Grands. So
excellent. That's awesome. So yeah,
it's free to enter. You just come by and weigh your bike. I mean, it's, you know,
Well, definitely be looking forward to that. People, I think, in previous years have taken the drill press out and gotten that going as far as drilling stuff out. But today it sounds like there's a lot better options in terms of the components that you could use on a bike to where the drill out wasn't totally necessary, right?
Yeah, definitely. I got really passionate about this, obviously trying to build my son's first bike for him. And his first bike took me 6 months to get ready. And I was working on, it's probably one of the reasons why I wasn't, well, actually, I shouldn't say that I wasn't developing products, because I actually looked at like the options for gearing at the time, which was, you know, basically my 5-bolt along with a Spider. And I realized that there was a lot of weight that could be cut there. So I developed the race light gear at that time for that bike, that I was trying to crack 7 pounds, and I never got the bike below 7 pounds. And that was because I was stubborn about a particular wheel size and things that I did, but I did crazy stuff like Kevlar spokes. I literally sanded rubber off of tires to get the weight down. I did all kinds of crazy stuff. But I got that bike down to, I think, 7 pounds, 1 ounce. That same bike right now I've built up for my daughter to ride locally. And we threw wheels that I had not wanted to use when he was 3, but I did use them when he was 5 and 6, which were a set of 18-inch tubulars. And when I threw those wheels were never on that bike up until recently. When I put those wheels on that bike, the bike got down to 6 pounds and like 14 ounces. So it was pretty crazy. But I will say that I'm not entering my own contest. So
yeah,
we're going to exclude.
Wow. Kevlar spokes. I don't think I remember seeing that, but that's pretty exotic stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was featured in the magazine. I had it down in Nashville. I actually had somebody that came up to me and offered me $4,000 for the bike, and I declined it because it was the first bike I built for my son.
Yeah.
But I literally came up with a design of like a Kevlar spoke, and I made every single spoke, but it was ridiculous how long it took. I do want to get that bike built back up again to its original state. Because I think this, especially with, I didn't have a lathe before when I did that bike. And now I think that there's a couple of things I could do to even get it lower than that. So, but yeah, I mean, I got really, it's fun. I mean, this is the whole factory dad thing. You know, some people make fun of them, some people enjoy it, you know, and I personally am all for this kind of stuff, you know. So it kind of gives the dads like it's like their little race car that they're working on all the time and yeah. trying to tweak things and buy bolts and do this and that. Yeah. So, and that's the direction we're going in with Renan with the hydrogen product line is trying to, you know, give people an option where they could just go ahead and buy the stuff and not have to drill things out and make it themselves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely the cool part for sure.
Yep.
Well, so much more to talk about, but we're at our time limit on the episode. So as always, we super appreciate you coming on the show to give us first crack at the breaking news as it happens, some exciting new products. And I know that the readers and listeners are going to be rushing over to the website for the full scoop and to hit that add to cart button. But we'll look forward to seeing you, George, next time the bat phone rings here in the BMX newsroom. And so for George Costa, I'm Mike Carruth, and thanks so much for listening.